All three of you, when you got into this business, did you get into be singers or songwriters or musicians or what?
I kind of dedicated myself to just writing when I came down here in 1978. And from that, I did do a solo album with Capitol about 4 years ago, but that wasn't really my reason for coming here.
How about you, Fred?
Well, I started, you know, in bands and stuff, and did a lot of studio work down in Jackson, Mississippi, and I had a solo deal in Los Angeles for 3 years with Scotty Brothers, and it was a little of both. I didn't start writing songs until 76 or so. I'd been playing a lot, though, before that. When I left L.A., things had gone so badly in the last 8 months that I just wanted to get back south because my folks are in Mississippi and stuff, and everybody I grew up playing with was living here then. And so when I got here, I just really wanted to write more than anything and just get out of it for a couple of years and get your strength back because it takes a lot out of you. And, of course, I'd met Tom during that period when I was in L.A., and when I came to town, he was good enough to hire me on some demos and stuff to keep the bills paid and things like that.
What about you, Craig? I've
been writing, I guess, since I was in high school. Bad songs in high school and worse now.
And, wouldn't say that.
I would.
Well, you can say whatever you want.
You hadn't heard that last one, right?
Well, you know, I ask about this because all three of you guys have been very successful songwriters, and I guess maybe the temptation was just to stay with the songwriting. I mean, the proven track, rather than try something new.
Well, yeah, absolutely. But the thing is that performing, you know, is totally different than writing songs.
Sure,
writing songs, you can do that. You know, even when you're not successful at it. But you can't perform when you're not successful at it because there's no place to perform, you know?
No one will hire you. They don't
know
who you are.
So I just kind of got the feeling that, you know, if I was ever going to be a performer, I had to write my own songs. I had to write great songs, songs that didn't, you know, that no one else had, you know, at that time. And then I could go on stage and sing them. And I signed a publishing deal. But, you know, ultimately I wanted to be a performer.
Some of the gigs you end up playing... and we won't mention any names, but some of the gigs you end up playing, you think, you know, songwriting really isn't such a bad thing by itself. But
do you think being an artist is going to help each of you, your songwriting?
When you're exploring your own abilities as an artist, you tend to maybe write a little more, maybe unusual songs. Mm-hmm. I think the song that you're going to play, the next thing you're going to play off the record, is a song that Tom and I wrote, which Tom sings, This Old House. And I think it's definitely the kind of song that is brought about by knowing that you're going to be an artist. You know, mm-hmm. you're going to get to sing this song. You don't have to worry, you know, boy, is anybody going to cut this song? This is an unusual
That's
song.
That's where it helps the most is you can write something that might be a little more esoteric or off the beaten track and still nudge it onto an album that nobody else would cut it, you know.
But also too, if songwriting is the art form in the media, then it's sort of the obligation of the writers to push it a little further, you know, to experiment, and that's something that we got to do. And you know, we may surprise ourselves and have a hit with something that we've experimented with, and, you know, maybe this song. I don't know. Yeah.